Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
Dublin's Glasnevin Cemetery has announced it will host its first ever queer history tours from the 20th to the 22nd of June, celebrating pride and exploring LGBTQ plus life in Ireland since the 1800s. Anna Collins is a tour guide and a researcher at Dublin Cemeteries Trust, and she's written and researched the tour, and she's on the line to tell us more. Hello, Anna.
Hey, Dermot, how's it going? Good morning.
Good, thanks. What kind of time period does the tour cover?
It kind of covers almost back to our foundation as a cemetery. So, like, the oldest person we'd be talking about would have been born in the 1850s. And then the most recent death on the tour would be 1995. So it really spans quite a breadth.
How do you research something like this? Because I can't imagine there was tons of information, because homosexuality was a taboo subject up until shockingly recently. So how did you find these individual stories?
Well, you've kind of hit the nail on the head there that it was quite difficult. Honestly, even within the cemetery, I pulled on a lot of staff. The people here are so knowledgeable. A lot of the other tour guides are really passionate about the place. You know, a lot of the time on the tours, you'll be hearing people talk about the really famous, really well-known figures, Collins, De Valera. But the people who work here really care about everyone in the cemetery. And so they have all these really interesting stories of people. So initially, I just put a call out. You know, I said to everyone, all right, who do you know about? Who have you heard about? And it was a lot of kind of initially clicking through Wikipedia rabbit holes and things like that.
Yeah.
And seeing, is there any credibility to any of that? Have any researchers actually found anything about that? And so there was a long process of building up a list of names and then tearing down a list of names.
Well, take us through one or two of them. What are the stories that have excited you?
Well, so I'd say probably the best known contemporary figure on the tour would be the likes of the Diceman, Tom McGinty. You know, he was a really well known figure within Dublin City. He was a street performer, an artist who mainly worked on Grafton Street, but he really developed this kind of name for himself, this really iconic look. He was known for standing really, really still, having this like Zen like energy. And he really brought so much life to the street. In fact, when he died, they carried his coffin down Grafton Street. The shops all closed, and the shops contributed to the cost of his funeral, carried it down Grafton Street into the hearse and drove it into Glasnevin Cemetery.
Wow. And you wonder if those kinds of characters are, you know, he's trying to think, is there anybody that shops would do that for now? You know, those these kind of iconic locals that these characters that live on after their deaths. And tell us about Jack Saul.
I think I've managed to spread his name all around Dublin at this point. I love the guy. So he would have been born in like the 1850s in the Liberties, you know, really kind of normal working class family. His family were all taxi drivers. But he decided he'd take a bit of a different route. He took up sex work at the time. You know, Dublin was this kind of military port for Britain. And so there was lots of brothels in the city, mainly in the Monto. And so he started doing that in Dublin. And then made his way over to London, and he just managed to get himself embroiled in like scandal after scandal. You know, this regular working class guy was having to appear in courtrooms against like lords and dukes and things like that. And so he really kind of developed a bit of a name for himself, quite a scandalous figure. But he did actually return to Dublin. He died in Dublin City, kind of living with his brothers. And he's buried here right beside the Titanics as well.
Yeah. How did you end up getting involved in this tour? Do you have a connection to the LGBTQ plus community, or is it just something that interested you from a historical point of view?
I am myself queer, of course, but just an interest in the history. You know, at the moment, it's thankfully a really growing part of kind of Irish history is queer history. There's a lot of research going on right now that really wasn't happening kind of 5-10 years ago, or at least wasn't kind of being published and being recognised 5-10 years ago. So I think I'm really lucky at the moment to be able to pull on the work of some really good historians.
Mm. Did you ever think you'd end up working in a cemetery?
No. I'm entirely honest with you, no.
What was that joke? I've got 400 people under me. It's a great job.
Exactly.
But it obviously one that interests you.
Yeah, it really does. It kind of surprised me when I started here, just how much I like it. But you really do get kind of the breath of Dublin City. Like, I love Dublin. I've lived here since I was around 17, 18 years of age. And you do really get the variety of life that exists within the city. You know, I say it all the time, people come here because we're a Republican side, because we have this connection with political history, and that's completely true. Oh, sorry, can you hear me? There's a bit of noise going on in the background. But people come here because we're kind of a Republican site, but really in the cemetery, there's every type of life that's ever existed in Dublin. And so when you're researching here, you really get to capture all of that as well.
Yeah, I think you've communicated that really well. Sounds like a fascinating tour. It's on from the 20th to the 22nd of June. To book a tour, go to dctrust.ie. Anna Collins, tour guide and researcher, thanks for chatting to us.
All right, thanks very much. Have a good day.
You too. You can let us know if you're interested in any of that. 51551. Take a quick break right now.